In this video, we're going to quickly understand what is happening in Baltic Sea to the Nord Stream pipelines. By the way, I do have a video on this Nord Stream gas pipeline. In that, I've explained everything about this gas pipeline, where it starts from, where it ends, what is its importance, and how it can be used as a geopolitical tool. I strongly recommend that you watch that video. The link of that video is in the top right corner. So recently we have heard in the news that the Nord Stream gas pipeline, which carries the Russian natural gas to the European Union countries, this major undersea pipeline is currently leaking. And as you know, if any kind of gas leaks, you'll see lots of bubbles in the water. In fact, there is a video footage where we can clearly see bubbles in the waters of the Baltic Sea. The first countries to notice this kind of leak in the Baltic Sea is Denmark and Sweden. And it is also said that both the pipelines, that is Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2, they are leaking. And you know what NATO said, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization? They said the Nord Stream pipeline leak in the Baltic Sea is a deliberate, reckless and irresponsible act of sabotage. You see, they did not take anyone's name. Let's look at the Baltic Sea. Do you think that they were referring to Germany, Denmark, Sweden, Finland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania or Poland? It is obvious, right? These countries are part of the NATO alliance. In fact, Sweden and Finland are the newest members who will soon join NATO. Paperwork is already going on. So the point is, when NATO made this allegation that the leak in the Nord Stream pipeline is a deliberate, reckless and irresponsible act of sabotage, so naturally NATO was not referring to any of its present as well as future member countries. It was referring to Russia. But then you see that they did not take Russia's name. It is for us to understand who they are referring to. Even Russia replied by dismissing the allegation. They straight away said, why would they attack their own pipelines? Actually, if you see, these pipelines starts from the Russian coastline to German coastline. The Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipeline between Russia and Germany is majorly owned by a company called Gazprom, which is the energy giant of Russia. In other words, Russia has a large shareholding than any other European energy companies, like German companies like Wintershall and Uniper, Royal Dutch Shell, French Engie and Australian oil and gas company OMV. So that is why the big question comes, if Russia has large shareholding, then why would they destroy their own investment? Russia already has the leverage of shutting off the gas flow, which they have openly said that they are going to do it if their demands are not met. Then why would someone destroy their own leverage as well as investment at the time of crisis? So it does not make any sense what NATO has said. While I do agree with one part of it, in their statement, they have used this word sabotage. Yes, this pipeline has been sabotaged and it is not a natural leak. Now, if you look at these two undersea pipelines, they are not like our drainage pipelines that we have in our homes. These pipelines are made up of steel, which is around 27 to 41 millimeter thick. And the outer portion of these pipelines are covered with a concrete coating of 60 to 110 millimeter. And by the way, let me also tell you this, the second pipeline, that is Nord Stream 2, it has never opened. It was about to start at the end of the last year, but it couldn't. Just imagine, even this pipeline was destroyed. Anyhow, so if you look at the measurements of this pipeline, then just think about it. How will you create a leak or a puncture in these pipeline? You cannot do it with bare hands or some regular drill machines. You need a submarine or a mini submarine which can actually operate covertly and quietly and conduct stealth attacks. In fact, the Danish and Swedish experts have clearly said that these explosions are not due to earthquake or any underwater landslides. They are powerful underwater explosions carried out with bombs. And if you look at the statement of Denmark, Sweden, German state heads, they all are talking in the same tone. They are continuously emphasizing on the word sabotage. According to the Danish authorities, they have said that they found the leak near the island of Bornholm, which is here. The Swedish and the Danish seismic network picked up the explosions on Monday. The first blast occurred at 2:03 a.m. Swedish time, and a second larger explosion occurred at 7:04 p.m. Now, if you look at this island, the pipelines pass through this side, and the area around this island will have somewhat shallow water. That means a big submarine is impossible to use. So this explosion must have been carried out by expert naval divers or unmanned underwater vehicles were used. Now I leave it up to you to decide, do you think the Russian underwater vessel or their naval divers would have made it this far into this area wherein all the nearby countries are right now against Russia? And I would like to point out that there is this small region called Kaliningrad. I've also made a video on the strategic interest of this Russian land. So one can even say that Russia must have conducted this sabotage from this place. You see, it is not that simple because this region is constantly patrolled by Danish, Swedish, German and Polish Coast Guard and Navy. Looking at the current geopolitics of this region, these countries are waiting for that one evidence or incident against Russia that they can get their hands on, and they will make it an international sensation. So looking at all of this, I don't think Russia can play such a foolish game. Or do you think some Russian undercover agent came to this island on a vacation and side by side he conducted this level of operation? So it doesn't make sense from any angle that Russia would have done it. The only thing that I agree about the statements given by NATO and all the nearby country heads is that it is not a natural leak. It is a sabotage. That means somebody must have intentionally done it. So now the question is, who did it? I don't know who did it, but my guess is someone from here, on the orders of someone from the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. In Hindi, there is a proverb. It is called, Chor Machaye Shor. The one who is guilty makes so much of noise, and due to the impact of that noise, no finger is pointed towards them. There is another phrase in English, be so overt that you go covert. In other words, hiding in plain sight. Plus, it is an open known fact that Russia controls the energy market of Europe. So someday, Europe had to get out of this trap and break Russia's leverage. Now you can link the two and you will get your answer. And even if Russia did this, just think about it. They went deep into the enemy territory and did all of this and came back undetected. And suppose if Russia didn't do this and someone from here did it, then at least they should have done it a little far away and maybe nearer to the Russian territory of Kaliningrad to make a strong case against Russia. In logon ne apne ghar ke paas hi pipeline phod di. Anyhow, I hope you found this video informative. Don't forget to watch that video that I recommended. That will tell you a lot about the geopolitics behind these pipelines. Alright then, thank you for watching.